At this time, Cassius 92.7 brings you the Trojan Sports Report with all the latest news on Chambersburg Trojan Athletics. Now here's your host, Chambersburg Athletic Director Jeremy Flores.
Good afternoon, Trojan Nation. Today is Wednesday, October 16th, and it is my pleasure to welcome you to the Trojan Sports Report. I'm your host, Jeremy Flores, and I want to thank you for joining us today only on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio as we recap and look ahead at what has been going on with Trojan athletics. So we are in the final week of our regular season for a majority of our sports, and the playoffs are just around the corner, so make sure to stay tuned at the end where I'll update you on where to find all the latest District 3 playoff information. But first up, let's take a look at this past week and how our Trojan student athletes and teams performed on the fields and on the courts. So varsity boys soccer went 1-1 this past week with a dominating 6-1 win over State College on senior night. They then lost last evening 4-0 to an excellent Central Dolphin team, which is probably ranked number one in our district. And so the team now has an overall record of 10-5-1, and they are in 8th place in the District 3 Quad A Power Rankings. Varsity girls soccer unfortunately went 0-2 this past week, with a tough 3-2 loss to Northern York on Monday evening, and then a 5-0 loss last night to Central Dolphin. They, however, now have an overall record of 10-7, and they are in 14th place in the latest District 3 Power Rankings. Varsity field hockey went 0-2 this past week, the 3-0 loss to State College and a 1-0 loss to Carlisle Monday evening. They have an overall record of 2-15 and will finish up their 2019 regular season this evening on the road at Mechanicsburg. Varsity girls volleyball defeated Mifflin County 3-0 this past week, and they now have an overall record of 12-5 and are in 9th place in the District 3 Power Rankings. Varsity cross country started their postseason competition this past weekend on Saturday at the Mid-Penn Championships at the Big Spring High School campus. The girls team had a great showing as they finished second overall, just behind State College with a team score of 85. The boys team finished sixth overall with a team score of 185, and both teams are now preparing for the District 3 Championships, which again are at Big Spring High School, and those will be on Saturday, October 26th. Then to round out last week, varsity football lost a very tough game on the road at the Harrisburg Cougars on Saturday. That final score was 27-25. After taking a 14-0 lead, the difference was the second quarter, in which Harrisburg scored all 27 of their points at that point. The team now has an overall record of 5-3. They are ranked 8th in the 6A District 3 Power Rankings, and they head to Landis Field this Friday for another big Commonwealth matchup. So that wraps up last week's scores and highlights and where our teams currently stand in the District 3 playoff race. If you would like to check out our final scores daily, just follow us on Twitter, which is at CASD Athletics, or follow us on Instagram, which is also CASD Athletics. And we do our best to post the final varsity scores of all of our games each and every evening. So if you're just now tuning in, we'd like to welcome you to the Trojan Sports Report here on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio. You can join us here live every Wednesday at 1:30 or listen to a rebroadcast at 4:30 p.m. Every Wednesday afternoon. So now let's take a look ahead at events coming up later this week before we head to the playoffs. And as I often mention, all these events can be found on our website as well. So if you miss any of these dates or times or locations, have no fear. Just check out our website where everything's posted there as well. So for tonight, October 16th, as I mentioned, varsity and JV field hockey, they head to Mechanicsburg to finish out their regular season. That game will be held at Memorial Park Stadium. And varsity will be first at 6 p.m. with JV to follow. And make sure you bring your rain gear if you're headed up there to Memorial Park. Tomorrow, Thursday, October 17th, we have three events in store for you guys. Varsity and JV boys soccer travel to Greencastle to finish off their regular season. That game will be at Cayley Field with JV first at 5:30 and varsity to follow. Varsity and JV girls soccer host the Blue Devils of Greencastle and Antrim. Here in Trojan Stadium, JV will begin at 5:30 with varsity to follow, and it is our senior night, so come out to support our varsity girls soccer seniors. And then varsity and JV girls volleyball hit the road up to Central Dolphin, where JV will be first at 5:30 and varsity to follow, and that will cap off their regular season schedule as well. So Friday, October 18th, then, we have varsity football and cheerleading. They travel to Landis Field to take on the Rams of Central Dolphin. That game will begin at 7 p.m. And just kind of maybe if you can't make that game or or want to check out highlights later, that game is the Fox 43 Game of the Week. So our band, our cheerleaders, our coaches, and some players are going to be interviewed before that game up there at Landis Field. And you can check out the highlights that evening as well. Then on over the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, we actually have no events going on. So enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the time away from our athletic events here at Cassius. Then on Monday, October 21st, JV football will host the Rams of Central Dolphin. That game begins at 6 p.m. here in Trojan Stadium. And then, as I've mentioned several times, playoffs begin next week, and that all begins on Tuesday, October 22nd, with boys and girls soccer. So where can you find all the latest playoff information? I think that's a big question that a lot of people ask, and they don't really know where to go to find out when and where are our teams playing. And so a couple resources for you guys. The first is going to be the District 3 website. So that is www.piaad3.org. And then you can click on the appropriate sport, whichever sport you're looking for, whether that's soccer, football, girls volleyball. You can click on that sport and then find the brackets there on their website. But I think probably the easiest thing is, because you guys just want to know what's going on with Chambersburg and Trojan Athletics, is visit our website, where we will post those brackets as well. And we will post when and where our teams are playing. And I can't stress this enough, but I think, you know, once we hit playoffs, we oftentimes don't know when or where we're playing until after each round. And so I think, you know, just stay tuned. If nothing's posted on our website, then maybe we don't know when or where we're playing yet at that point. So a couple of kind of important dates to keep in mind when we will find that information out. Is tomorrow, Thursday, is the power ranking deadline for boys and girls soccer. So the district will release the brackets usually on Friday. So we'll find out Friday when and where our teams are playing. The top eight host out of Quad A. So as you kind of look at those power rankings, it looks like our boys team has a really good shot at hosting the game on Tuesday here in Trojan Stadium. But it looks like our girls team will probably be traveling for their first round matchup. Then Friday is the power ranking deadline for girls volleyball. So once again, kind of give District 3 a day to get those brackets finalized. So we'll probably find out on Saturday where we are headed. The top four seeds host. So even though we're in that ninth spot right now, we're probably going to be traveling. I don't see us getting into that top four to host. But those first round matchups will begin on Saturday the 26th. And then for football, the power ranking deadline is Saturday the 26th. And we'll find out either late that evening or on Sunday when and where we are headed. So for football, new this year, District 3, the higher-seeded team hosts all the way through the championship game. So we'll find out when and where we're heading, and we'll post that information for you guys. So once again, I can't stress enough, just stay tuned to our website for that information. If you can't visit our website, just call into the athletic hotline or ask to speak with me or Ms. Reebok, and we'll get you the information that you guys need for where our teams are headed in the postseason. And just one exciting thing to note through all of that information is that we've had a very successful fall season, and that six of our nine teams either have qualified or probably will qualify for postseason competition. So that's exciting. In and of itself. So it's been a great fall, and we hope we can continue that success and finish strong here in the postseason. So with that, we're out of time for today's show. For more Trojan Athletics information, just follow us on Twitter, which once again is at CASD Athletics, or follow us on Instagram, which is also CASD Athletics, and check out our website, which is www.casdonline.org/athletics. So thanks for listening in. We will be back next Wednesday, October 23rd at 1:30 p.m. for another version of the Trojan Sports Report, only on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio. And don't forget to listen to a rebroadcast of today's show at approximately 4:30 p.m. this afternoon. Go Trojans!
You've been listening to the Trojan Sports Report with Chambersburg Athletic Director Jeremy Flores. Join us every Wednesday at 1:30 for another episode of the Trojan Sports Report, only on 92.7 Trojan Radio.